That's true. So normally at this time, we would dismiss kids to children's church, but we're not doing that on the first Sunday of the month, right? Which means we've got the kids with us. And so just because I like to do this, would all the kids come up front? All the kids? Come on up, all you kids. If you're eighth grade and under. Eighth grade or under. Right up here. Right up here. Just sit right down there. Just sit right. Yeah, just find a place up front. Just because I've just got a few words to say to the kids this morning. And I figure if I can teach these guys if I can teach these guys something, then those guys will get it. Do you think that's right? I mean, if you guys can understand it, then they can understand it. So how many of you guys are reading your Bible? Are you all reading the Bible? How many of you are reading the book of Leviticus? You've been reading Leviticus?
I'm close to it now.
You're close to it. All right. It's a fun book. You're looking at me like I'm a really strange thinker here, okay? So here's the deal. I'm telling you guys something. This is very important if you pay attention. The rest of the church has been reading through the Bible, you know, on what we call a Bible reading plan. That means we have a certain thing we read every day together, right? And we've been reading one day of the week in the book of Leviticus. Can you say the word Leviticus? Leviticus. Okay, now just think for a minute. How many of you like games? You like a game? Okay, what game do you like? Name a game you like.
Ticket to Ride.
What? Ticket to Ride.
Ticket to Ride? A board game.
That's a board game called Ticket to Ride. Okay, what game do you like?
Sorry.
There's another board game. What?
It's a computer game.
A computer game. All right. Stop and Shop. Is that a board game?
Yeah.
There's a female. Stop and Shop. What game might you like to play?
Monopoly.
Monopoly? Wow, they're all board games. Do any of you like soccer? Football? Do any of you, this is a real test, do any of you like golf? This kid over here likes golf. Now, all the games we're talking about, they have one thing in common. If you really think about it, golf, football, soccer, and Stop and Shop all have at least one thing in common. Okay. Any other ideas?
You want to win?
You want to win? Okay. What do they all have in common?
It takes great skills to do them.
Takes skill to play the game? How about this?
You play them outside.
You play them outside? Stop and Shop outside? Here's the deal. Whoa, give me five. Did you say rules? Whoa, you're the smartest one of all of them. Every one of these games has rules. Rules. Do you know what rules are?
No.
You don't know what rules are.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I play a game called golf. And it has a crazy, crazy rule. In the game of golf, you're supposed to put the ball into the hole, right?
Yeah.
So when you walk up on the green, and you're going to take your putter, and you're going to put the ball into the hole, right? And so if you're standing there by the ball, and you haven't touched it yet, but you're getting ready to touch the ball, and it moves, a wind blows the ball, that counts as a stroke. That's a rule of golf. That if you address the ball and the ball moves, even if you didn't touch it, it counts. That's a rule. Do all the games you play have rules? Every one of them has rules, and somebody makes up the rules. Is it any fun to play with people who won't play by the rules? Because you can't win. Yeah, it's no fair if they, and if you're playing with more than one person, then it's really important that you all play by the rules. Rules are important, aren't they? How many of you play Monopoly? Okay? How many in the audience play Monopoly? Now I want to know if you're bold enough to raise your hand and say you play by the rules. All right, you think you play by the rules of Monopoly? When you land on that luxury tax, how much do you pay? Or 10% of all of your assets. You're a bunch of liars. None of you play by the rules. None of you add up all of your assets and all those hotels and stuff you have and pay your temporary. You just pay 70. I know this. How many of you land on the jail, get out of jail, the fat thing and take the money underneath it? Huh? It's not in the rules.
House rules.
Kids, what I'm trying to get you to see is what big people do with rules. Kids, pay attention now. Big people take the rules and then they begin to change them. Right? And I'm going to change the rules the way
I can win.
The way I want them so that I can win. I have just given you a summary of the book of Leviticus. In this book, when you start to read it, it's got rules. Who wrote the book? Do you know who wrote the book of Leviticus? Trick question. Who was the... Moses. Who was the one that inspired Moses?
God.
So God is the inventor of the game and the writer of the rules. Correct? He's the creator. He knows what he wants and he knows how he wants it played. Right? So if we want to know how to live this game of life, shouldn't we learn the rules? True or false? So when you read the book of Leviticus, listen to this very quick summary. Here's a quick summary. It tells you which animals are clean and which animals are not. It tells you what you should do after you have a baby. It tells you what you should do if you get a skin disease. It tells you what to do if your clothes get dirty or your houses get dirty or your body gets dirty. It tells you how to get right with God after you've done something wrong. Anybody ever do anything wrong? You do anything wrong at home? What do you have to do at home to get right with home?
Repent.
Repent. Is that what you do at home?
Forgive.
Forgive. You go up to your mom and you say, Mom, I repent. You say, Mom.
I'm sorry.
Or you say, Mom, I'm sorry you caught me. So this is like it is with us and God. We want to do what we want to do, and we have a little problem sometimes, and he catches us because he can see everything. And then when he tells us how... Man, that is so good. How do you do that? How many pieces are in there? Is that just... That's one piece of gum? Can you wrap it around your head? Okay. The rules tell us things we're supposed to do and not do with other people. It tells us how we're to live our lives. And, you know, it's a short list. It's really a short list, the rules of life. And I just suggest to you guys, and maybe some of them heard some of this, that we would look at the book instead of being long and complicated and somewhat dry, that we might read the thing with, I wonder how I should really be living. because it'll help you understand how God thinks. Everyone said?
Amen.
All right. I want a piece of gum like that, and I want you to show me how to do that. She was doing gymnastics up here with the gum. It's spectacular. God bless you, church. Thanks for coming today. We're going to have some fellowship and enjoy the dog days of summer.
Woo!
All right. You are dismissed.